SBS live streams and podcasts are supported by advertising.
SBS is Australia's most trusted multilingual broadcaster. Our listeners are loyal, highly engaged, and have supported countless local businesses. We offer advertising packages for businesses of all sizes. Our experienced sales team will guide you through the process of owning a great campaign. Bring your own ad or have our production team make you something in one of our 68 languages. Start the conversation with your new audience today. Email sales@sbs.com.au.
A First Nations elder says a historic court case beginning today will aim to challenge the legal frustrations of Indigenous people. Uncle Robbie Thorpe is taking legal action against the Magistrates Court of Victoria and the Attorney General of Victoria in the Supreme Court. It will challenge the prevention of Aboriginal people prosecuting genocide crimes in Australian courts and whether King Charles can be immune from such prosecutions. Uncle Thorpe says the current legal framework perpetuates the destruction of Aboriginal communities by denying their sovereignty. Victoria's Truth-Telling Commission will inquire into allegations Indigenous workers have not been given a fair go on government construction work sites following the CFMEU scandal. The Yurok Justice Commission says it was concerned by reports of government failures to ensure fairness in the awarding and administration of large contracts in the construction sector. It came after Premier Jacinta Allen acknowledged it took too long to reply to an Indigenous labour hire firm's 2022 letter detailing allegations of CFMEU officials threatening violence and banning non-aligned firms from state and federally funded projects. Yurok has the powers of the Royal Commission, meaning it can call witnesses, compel the production of documents, and make findings and recommendations. Indigenous suppliers, organisations, and individuals have contacted the Commission in recent days wanting to share allegations of misconduct and exploitation within the sector. Victoria is a step closer to becoming the first state in Australia to sign a treaty with Indigenous Australians. The First Peoples Assembly of Victoria is officially entering into treaty negotiations with the state government this week, with an official notification recorded in the Treaty Authority's negotiation database. Assembly Co-Chair Ruben Berg says the goal is to deliver long-term solutions for First Nations Australians, which he says will also improve the relationships between Indigenous and non-Indigenous Australians.
But not just for the First Peoples Community of Victoria. Treaty will deliver benefits for all Victorians. So we encourage all Victorians as well to follow in our journey and support us on this. We're very much focused on some structural reform to make sure that decision-making of government about First Peoples can be transferred to First Peoples, that we can hold government accountable, and that we can provide direct advice to government. Those are the key things we're focused on in this first part of these negotiations.
Recruitment is about to commence for the newly created role of Chief Aboriginal Health Advisor for the Tasmanian Government. The state's Health Minister, Guy Barnett, says the role has been created after consultation with Tasmanian Aboriginal people and organisations. The advisor will be tasked with providing leadership and cultural advice on ways to improve health outcomes for Aboriginal people in Tasmania. In particular, Mr. Barnett says the advice will ensure the state's hospitals and health services are culturally respectful and safe for Aboriginal people who use them and work within them. The national group representing Australians with diabetes has called on increased funding from the federal government to help those with type 2 diabetes access life-saving devices to manage the chronic disease. Continuous glucose monitoring devices and insulin pumps aren't affordable for many Australians with type 2 diabetes. Subsidised access was made available in 2022 by the federal government for those with type 1 diabetes. Diabetes Australia has released a new policy paper with economic modelling showing a $200 million package would support nearly 40,000 people living with diabetes to access these technologies, including First Nations Australians and those with type 2 diabetes who are pregnant. CEO Justin Kane says affordable access to monitoring devices allows patients to better manage the disease from progressing and improves quality of life. Foreign Minister Penny Wong says Australia will continue to support efforts to hold Russia accountable for the drowning of Flight MH17 a decade ago. Australian officials and families have gathered at Parliament House in Canberra this week on the 10th anniversary to remember the lives lost. All 298 people on board died when Malaysian Airlines flight MH17 was shot down with a Russian-made missile while flying over conflict-hit eastern Ukraine. Those who died were from 17 countries and included 38 Australians. In November 22, a court in the Netherlands found two Russians and a Ukrainian separatist guilty of their murders. Ms. Wong says Australia won't be giving up on the legal case.
The findings of this same court unequivocally and conclusively establish Russia's responsibility for the downing of MH17. So while we are appalled that Russia has withdrawn from the action Australia and the Netherlands initiated in the International Civil Aviation Organisation, the case will continue. And we will not be deterred in our commitment to hold Russia to account.
Three mental health organisations don't support banning children under 16 years old from accessing social media. The coalition says it will introduce an age verification system and increase the age limit for social media to 16 within 100 days of taking office if it wins the next election. The government is currently working on a trial of age verification technology. In a joint submission, Reach Out, Beyond Blue and the Black Dog Institute say, although there are harms associated with social media, the benefits and potential consequences of a ban must be considered. Director of Service at Reach Out, Jackie Hallen, says banning kids from accessing the platforms isn't the solution.
We absolutely acknowledge the harms that have occurred through use of social media, but we don't support a ban because it's likely to be circumvented. It takes the pressure off social media companies and it delays young people's opportunity to learn how to use the platform safely.
The first Australian woman to become an astronaut, Catherine Bennell-Pegg, says she hopes her story inspires other females to pursue a career in STEM. The 38-year-old mother of two has recently graduated from the European Space Agency astronaut program, one of the final six to graduate from a process that involved 22,500 other initial applicants. Bennell-Pegg undertook her first public engagement since graduating in Sydney with a meet and greet with fans at Pitch Street Mall. She says her training was challenging but also rewarding.
So you have to be an all-rounder. So we studied science, engineering, like tradie stuff, medicine. We studied like expeditionary activities like winter survival, ocean survival, rescue. We learned to scuba dive deep in pools to practice spacewalk techniques. It's been a wild ride. Well, I passed, so yeah, it's doable. Absolutely. Me and all my class got through it together. It was a great team spirit. And I look forward to maybe one day flying with some of them in space, we'll see.
Italian scientists say they have discovered an underground cave on the moon the size of 14 tennis courts. They say the cave is one of potentially hundreds and that it could house astronauts in the future and shield them from harsh conditions. The cave is located at the Sea of Tranquility, several hundred kilometres from the landing site of Apollo 11. Researchers say it is accessible from the deepest known pit on the moon, which, like many others, was created by the collapse of a lava tube. In sports, more than 1,000 Indigenous and non-Indigenous teenagers are competing in a round-robin tournament in Western Sydney. PCYC Nations of Origin is held over 4 days and is a sport, cultural education and leadership program held annually to recognise the history, culture and achievements of First Nations peoples. The sporting codes featured include rugby league, football fives, basketball, netball and gymnastics. Jamie Owers is the operations manager for PCYC New South Wales. He told NITV it's amazing to see the impact of engaging youth.
Being in the South Sydney area, obviously we have a high Indigenous community there, and it's making sure that we have that community connection with the non-Indigenous members of our organisation as well. Making sure that we break down those barriers has taken a bit of time and taken a bit of effort. The young ladies in this case with the female team, there are different restrictions in regards to their attendance at school that they have to achieve, which is an 80% attendance rate, making sure that they're actual leaders of our community.
And 16-year-old Walpree sprinter Talia Blacksmith has been selected for the Paris Paralympic Games. One of the most promising runners in the country, she's already broken several national records. Blacksmith will be on the starting blocks for Australia in the women's 400-metre sprint. Becoming Australia's 16th Indigenous Paralympian, she says it's been a dream of hers since childhood.
I couldn't believe that I was being nominated to go to Paris. It was just, I just couldn't believe what I was hearing, and I was tearing up full of tears and excited, and I couldn't believe it.
And that is NITV Radio's News Wrap of the Week.
Need a few minutes to reset? Great Minds is a podcast from SBS that guides you through different meditation styles from around the world. Listen wherever you get your podcasts.